The mind defines how the body operates. This is Dr. Herbert Alvaro, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. The mind defines how the body operates. We'd all like to think that our body operates in a very traditional, ordinary way, and it does accomplish things because it's its nature to accomplish things. And that's all very good. The body does do these things. It does work on a naturalistic attitude and functions and accomplishes great and wonderful goals, and probably would accomplish even greater and more wonderful goals if we'd keep our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. But we do have to get in there with our thought. We do have to get in there with our attitudes. We do have to get in there with our mental thinking and upset the apple cart of our normal body's activity. The body is designed to live forever. The body is designed to be immortal and to be perfect at all times. And what are the reasons that the body does not express this divinity, does not express this perfection at all times? Well, it's that we allow ourselves to think that we want and desire and need things that we really don't want, desire, or need. These things are foods that we have. These things are fluids that we have. These things are all sorts of attitudes that we have. Those are the physiological things, but then the mental things. We think when we have a little hurt, oh dear, we have a hurt, and we have a hurt, we have to give it a lot of attention. We have to talk about it, think about it, worry about it. We have a pain, we have a rash, we have a condition in our body that is contrary to what we'd like to see it be, and immediately we worry about it and say, oh, what has caused it? Why is it there? What can I do about it? Well, as with all these things, when we return to our original purity and integrity, when we return to our original thinking does not hold those objects, does not hold those limitations, does not hold those things that would belittle our body, belittle our mind, belittle our activity, belittle our way. Because we are truly divine, and we are divine whether we are going to admit it or not, but we are divine. And the sooner we admit that we are divine, then we will start acting like divine. We'll start speaking about our body as though it were something, as a temple of the living spirit, which it is. We start thinking about our mind as though it were a pure vessel of magnificence and wholeness and goodness. And we would put into our mind, put into our thinking system, only those attitudes that are beneficial. Attitudes that say, I can. Attitudes that say, I am. Attitudes that say, I am perfect. I am ideal. I am the ideal mind. And as we tell ourselves we are the ideal mind, then our mental attitude takes this on as a truism for itself, and it begins to express this outwardly in everyday affairs. In everything we do, when we say, I am whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when we say these marvelous truisms about ourselves, then our body begins to reflect that. You can say to a person, you look rather sick, and you can convince them that they're sick, and pretty soon they're in bed and they're sick and they die. You can talk to a person, you can say you're whole and perfect, even though the appearances of something not perfect are there, but you ignore that, and you say you're whole and perfect, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Build up within them that enthusiasm that you have for life, and you watch. They will take on that enthusiasm you have for life, and that enthusiasm will grow and go throughout their entire being, and bring forth for them the wholeness that they are. It's very simple, but very positive, very demanding. Our mind is what controls our body. Our mind is what controls our world. Our mind is what controls our universe. Our mind is what controls everything. And we haven't given it the responsibility or the credit for the things that it can and must and will do. The more often we speak to ourselves and we say, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm whole and perfect. The more often we speak to ourselves and we tell ourselves how wonderful we are, the more a parent talks to a child and says to a child, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, oh, I'm so proud of you, you're so wonderful, the more that child reflects what the parent says about them. They may not have, in appearance, been doing just that, but as the parent persists in seeing that child, and sincerely, in knowing that child is an ideal child, pretty soon that child is just wonderful. Now, many times this is done subliminally and subjectively. It is not done out loud. It is done in the quietness of the parent's heart. And the parent is always thinking good thoughts about their children, knowing that your children at all times do those things that are for their highest and best. And as parents think these things and know these things and say these things to themselves and to their world, and whenever anyone speaks to their child, they say, oh, yes, my wonderful child. Oh, yes, my ideal child. And the other people will get the idea to them. And they will begin to look for idealism in that child. They begin to look for goodness in that child, just like we do. And they'll begin to find it too. And the more they look, the more they'll find. This is how it is with all of us. The more we recognize that we are divine beings, the more we recognize that we are good, that we are perfect, that we are beautiful, the more that we recognize that we live in a temple of the living spirit, the more we recognize that our body is this temple indeed, the more we experience it, the more we know it, the more we are it. What more could you want? What more could you ask for? What more could you expect than just to be that ideal, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, perfect being that you are? Now, this is a subject that could take days and weeks and months, or it could be done instantaneously. It all depends on how sincere we are in our conviction for ourselves. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you're wonderful? Do you believe that you're fantastic? Do you believe that you're glorious? You are. Do you believe that every organ, action, function of your body is ideal right now? It is. Do you believe that you're living in a world filled with marvelous qualities and goodness? You are. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, believing it, living as though you are, and you surely are. Living in that consciousness of total perfection, total harmony, total goodness. Always knowing the ultimate truth about yourself. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it only depends on how well I know myself. How well I speak to myself. How well I carry out the truth about myself. I will always be a man. I'm a man. I'll always be a man. And no matter whether someone says, you don't act like a man, or you don't act like a responsible person, and so forth, I'll always be that man. Now, when I say to myself, I'm always responsible, I'm always acting like a man, I'm always acting like my divine self, I'm always acting in accordance with that which I believe I am. No matter what I want to do, if I keep throwing those sort of thoughts into my consciousness, if I keep putting those sort of ideas into my world, that is exactly what I'm going to experience outwardly, and that's exactly what I'm going to know now and always. This is what it's all about. This is what you and I are all about. This is where we're going. Our mind takes us there. Our mind takes us there in fact or in dream. Our mind takes us there in any way we want. So from wherever we are right now, whatever we are doing right now, whatever we're thinking right now, start realizing that you are an ideal being, and you are wonderful, and you are wonderful right now. Claim this and know it and enjoy it, because it is the truth. And the truth does truly set us free. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.